ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Hey, this is great, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That cat is deep.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Disaster for the galaxy, Captain.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now, forget this, 28 years this week. And that's right, we are celebrating 28 years on the radio right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you're new to the Ring Talk family or you've been with me a long time, I welcome you to the longest running fight show in history. Guess what? Last night, HBO Boxing, of course, pay-per-view coming from Las Vegas. It was a thriller. At least the last round was. We'll talk about that. I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez, of course, and Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight championship on the line. We've got UFC coming up in just a few days. UFC 152 coming to you from Toronto, Canada, of course. And in the main event of that one will be John Jones, the much despised now John Jones. Once the darling of the UFC, now he's not the darling because he cost him about $35 million bucks in total monies when he canceled out of that, pulled out of that fight a few weeks ago with last-minute substitute Chael Sonnen. Of course, Dana White blames Greg Jackson, the trainer and slash advisor of John Jones, for that. And basically, if you put Dana and Greg in the same room, I think you'll have a fist fight. So we'll see what happens with that. So we got UFC stuff to talk about. We got plenty of boxing to talk about. I mean, we got two cards last night in Las Vegas. One at the MGM Grand with Saul Alvarez. And, of course, the big fight at the Thomas and Mack Arena in the World Middleweight Championship. Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
We got something special.
And you know it, we do have something special here each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I'm talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 28 years now in the making, folks, the longest running fight show in history. So why doesn't somebody nominate me for the Guinness Book of World Records? I'm looking at my producer right now. He's looking at me like, hey, he ain't doing it. Anyway, you're tuned to the longest running show in boxing, of course, in MMA. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. For some reason, the Twitter thing is not working. Don't ask me why. I'm not a computer geek, so I have no idea what's going on with that. But the Twitter thing is down as I speak. You can send me an email if you'd like. Ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk at yahoo.com. Well, last night, Sergio Martinez, he was cruising. I mean, cruising for 11 rounds against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He won every round, every minute of every round, leading up until the 12th and final round. And guess what? Things happen in boxing.
Wasn't the ref supposed to let him touch gloves at the last round?
Trainers of boxers become famous. Managers seldom do. There's a not all that well-known manager in boxing named Samson Lukewicz. A dozen years ago, he brought a Filipino fighter to American shores. His name was Manny Pacquiao. Years later, Lukewicz, looking for yet another diamond in the rough, went to Spain and found a fighter named Sergio Martinez. What a talent scout Samson Lukewicz is.
One of the best.
Both Top Rank and Golden Boy had the chance to sign Martinez. Both passed. That's why promoter Lou DiBella has his crown jewel.
Question now is, did Chavez find something in that 11th round that helped him salvage this event somehow? Show what he's made of. Give these fans something to cheer about. Go forward.
Good shot.
Right hand by Chavez.
Shot.
And he's in the fight.
He hurt Martinez with that right hand.
Very much. But Martinez doesn't want to run and doesn't want to cover. He wants to fight. Blood streaming from Martinez' right eye. Left eye.
Half a round left.
Plenty of time.
Oh, there you go. There you go. He's
down.
One hell of a 12th round. Martinez hitting the deck, of course. He had been knocked down before, but he was hurt badly by Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in the 12th round. I think a lot of that had to do with his being cocky. And he went to the hospital afterwards for a leg injury because I think Chavez had pushed him down or thrown him down in the 11th round. But the bottom line is Sergio Martinez, a unanimous decision winner last night in Las Vegas. He's now 50 wins, 2 losses, 2 draws with 29 KOs. The undisputed world middleweight champion, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., drops a 46-1-1, 32 KOs. And, of course, that was the D. Thomas and Mack Arena. I've got the 12th round live, take that back, on videotape, on the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, where the show is airing live as I speak, but you can watch a video on the website as well. But it was a nail-biter. If you're backing the guy from Argentina now living in Oxnard, California, it really was. I mean, that 12th round was like, it was deja vu of Meldrick Taylor and Julio Cesar Chavez when I was sitting in the Las Vegas Hilton in March of 1990, the 12th round. Chavez decks Meldrick Taylor, of course, with just seconds left in the fight. And instead of Meldrick looking at the referee and paying attention to Richard Steele, he was looking at his, how should we put this, loquacious corner man, Lou Duva, who was as big as a house and standing up on the ring apron, basically almost in the ring. And this was before the bell rang. So, you know, you're always told to look at your corner when you get knocked down. So Meldrick was following boxer's instincts, was looking at his corner instead of the referee. Referee Richard Steele stopped the fight, one of the most controversial stoppages in boxing history in the minds of a lot of people. I was there. Meldrick Taylor had his back to me. I was looking right into Richard Steele's eyes, so I think that Steele made the right call that night. But the scores last night were 117-110 and 118-109 twice. So the bottom line is Chavez didn't get much, just got that 12th round. He was lucky to get that, I'm telling you, because, you know, Sergio was just cruising along, and then, boom, he ran into a speed bump, and I think he got bold. He got cocky. He really wanted to punish Julio Cesar Chavez. He really wanted to go for that knockout that I thought he would get. And that's because of all the animosity, you know, the fact they took this man's title away from him and gave it to Chavez Jr. They did. They just gave it away. They just took it away. They said, you're the champion emeritus or something like that, some crazy title they came up with, the WBC, the Weeby Clowns, the World Boxing Council, the World Boxing Circus, the World of Bunko and Chicanery, call them what you want, Jose Suleiman's outfit down there in Mexico City. But the bottom line is, you know, they did everything they could to protect Chavez Jr. And, of course, once they put him in with Sergio Martinez last night, he was exposed to a certain extent. Had Martinez not got a little sloppy and a little bold during that 12th round, I don't think you would have heard him getting dropped like he did there on the radio and him getting chopped up. Because he did. He got busted up pretty good in that 12th round. So you got to give him credit for surviving. But I'll tell you what, that was one of the most nail. If I was betting on the guy from Argentina, I would have said, oh, no, this is Meldrick Taylor, Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. 1 all over again because it looked like deja vu. Roman Martinez got the WBO 130-pound title. A split decision winner over Miguel Beltran. 26-1-1 is Martinez, 16 wax. Beltran drops to 27-2, 17 KOs. Had a point taken away, or it would have been a draw as the cards read 114-113 for Martinez twice, while one judge had it 116-111 for Beltran. A little interesting there because that was quite a wide spread. Guillermo Rigano, now 11-0, 8 KOs, beat up the kid from Dallas over 12 rounds. We'll talk about Robert Morrigan, now 22-2, 15 KOs. That was for the WBA 122-pound title. Scores of 118, 110, 3 times across the board as the Cuban 2-time Olympic gold medalist. That's right, the guy that defected from Cuba for twice. How can you defect from Cuba twice? Well, the first time, he did it in Brazil. And he ran up this big hotel bill that he couldn't pay for. You know, champagne and booze and food and all that kind of good stuff. And the Brazilian people told him, we're not giving you exile or asylum here. You're going back to Cuba. So he went back to Cuba, and then he defected again. And, of course, now he is the WBA title holder, probably ranked number 2 at 122 pounds next to Nonito Donaire. So, you know, I got to give Rigano his props. He may have got stunned a couple of times last night, but he's only got 11 fights. Of course, he had 300 amateur fights, 11-0, 8 wax. Merrigan drops to 22-2, 15 KOs again for the WBA 122-pound title. Matthew Macklin made quick work of Joaquin Alkind, a former WBA, I think, 154-pound title holder, now 33-3-1, 19 KOs. The time was 2 minutes and 22 seconds, 26 seconds, round number one. Macklin improves to 29-4, 20 KOs. Tough dude, Double M. I thought he'd win, but I didn't think he'd win that quickly. And before we go to some other results, I want to mention that Joe Cortez, the referee of last night, worked his final fight, and of course, at the MGM Grand with Saul Alvarez, TKO5 over Joacito Lopez. Everybody knew that, right? Lopez was coming in 140-pounder, taking on a 154-pound guy. Well, he was dropped in rounds 2 and 3 and decked again in round 4. And referee Joe Fair But Firm, that's his name, Fair But Firm Cortez, he stopped the fight in the 5th round, and he retired after the fight, as was planned. He's an iconic referee, especially to Puerto Rican fans, and he's advertised correctly. He's fair but firm. Ponce de Leon was the winner last night. That's right, Daniel Ponce de Leon, one of the house fighters for Golden Boy. And Golden Boy, of course, had the card with Saul Alvarez and Joacito Lopez. By the way, Alvarez now 41-0-1, 30 KOs. Lopez drops to 30-5, 18 whacks. That was for the WBC 154-pound title. But Ponce de Leon might have got the benefit of a doubt of the doubt here with Johnny Gonzalez. You know, Johnny, the guy that spells his name, J-H-O-N-N-Y, and his mother and father said it was a typo originally, but some Latino people in some countries around the world do spell Johnny that way. But this was supposed to be a typo, and finally, once it was on the birth certificate, they couldn't change it, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Ponce de Leon now 44-4, 36 KOs, a technical decision in 8 over Johnny Gonzalez, who is now 52-8, 45 KOs. That was for the WBC 126-pound title. Gonzalez was dropped in the 6th and suffered a cut from a clash of heads early in the fight, and then again in round 8. That forced it to the cards. The cards read 77-74 and 79-72 twice, all for De Leon. Time for Eric Morrell to go get a job. That's right. I mean, I think he was like the 2000 or 1996 Olympian. I mean, he goes way, way back. Anyway, Leo Santa Cruz lit him up last night over 5 rounds, TKO5. Santa Cruz now, of course, 21-0-1, 12 KOs. That was for the IBF 118-pound title. Morrell best at 112 pounds. Morrell now 46-4, 23 KOs. He's almost as old as promoter Bob Arum. And he sort of fought like Bob Arum because he quit on his stool. He wasn't dropped, but I guess he could see the end coming. Marcos Medina, remember him? Pretty good fighter. Was supposed to fight Robert Guerrero last year. Of course, Robert got hurt, and that fight was put off. But he's now 32-3, 29 KOs with a TKO-8, as predicted, over Jesus Soto Carrest. Carrest now 26-8-3, 17 KOs. His time was 43 seconds. Medina looked sluggish at times, but he forced himself to prevail. There's no question about it. And the world's best cruiserweight, question mark, looks like he had a bad night in Bamberg, Germany last night. I'm talking about Joan Hernandez, 27-1, 13 KOs. He is a 6'4" Cuban exile, 6'4", 200 pounds. And he is now 27-1, 13 KOs with a unanimous winner in 12 rounds over Troy Ross, who probably deserves a rematch, 25-3, 16 KOs. He thought it would be easy, but it wasn't. A war ensued for most of round 3. The Cuban was dropped in round 5, but he regained control of the fight and won by close scores, 114-113, 115-112, and 116-112. You know, those scores look a little funny. But the bottom line is, I think Mr. Ross there deserves a rematch. And Matusek Masterak is now 28-0, 21 KOs. Somebody's O had to go when he took out in 8. David Quinero, who came in at 27-0, he's now 27-1, 26 KOs. Double M gets the win with a dominant performance that promoted that prompted Quintanaro to quit after 7 rounds on the stool. And Friday night, we talked about Nonito Donaire a little earlier. Well, the other Donaire, he lost. I'm talking about Glenn Donaire. Last time I heard about him, he was driving a bus in the East Bay here in Northern California. He came back and had one comeback fight in 2011, another comeback fight in 2012, won both of those events, but last night came up short against Omar Soto. Soto, of course, now 23-9-2, 10 KOs, a unanimous winner in 12 rounds over Glenn Donaire, now 19-5-1, 15 KOs. Scores a 118 twice and 116-112. The brother, as I said, of Nonito Donaire, he might think about going back to driving a bus. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We've got a book to give away, Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights. I've got a book, of course. We had the gay author in here yesterday. We're ready to rock with that. If you'd like to throw your name in for the hat, do so by sending us an email, ringtalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. You can tweet us. The Twitter thing is now working, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. Once again, open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
Ah, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Get this. It's been 34 years ago, September 15th, that Muhammad Ali came back and beat Leon Spinks. Of course, Leon Spinks, the 1976 Olympic gold medalist, the man that lost his teeth one night. I kid you not, underneath a hotel room bed, and the maid found him the next day. But the bottom line is, the greatest had his last win 34 years ago, September 15th, a win over Leon Spinks at the Superdome, of course, in New Orleans. That was that made Ali the first ever three-time world heavyweight champion. Ali would announce his retirement in 1979, And then guess what? He'd come back and he'd fight, of course, Larry Holmes in 1980 and then Trevor Burbick in 1981, losing both those fights, losing the Holmes fight very, very decisively. Holmes coming in at 35-0 and just he just licked Ali like a stamp. I mean, except for the seventh round where Ali got up on his toes and started to dance around a little bit. We thought maybe some magic was coming from the magical one. Well, guess what? The comeback wasn't happening that night. Larry Holmes went to 36-0, a TKO 10 winner over Muhammad Ali. But the fight with Spinks, that was his last hurrah, no question about it. But it was 34 years ago, 34 years ago. Now, of course, Muhammad Ali being honored for all his humanitarian work and things like that. But, you know, when I look at him, I almost want to cry because I see him in his in this bad condition from Parkinson's disease or Parkinson's syndrome, call him what you want, okay, which I think has a lot to do with the fact that he took all those lickings in the gym. I'm not talking about the fights. Of course, the Ernie Shavers fight probably did a lot of damage to him as well. I think that was in 77. And, you know, he did a lot of damage to him. And, of course, that was in the Garden. And Teddy Brenner, the matchmaker at MSG, said he would never book Ali again because he was scared for Ali's, you know, safety. I mean, Ernie Shavers is the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. Shavers could rock. He came in at 54-5 and won and had almost as many knockouts as he had wins, okay? And he almost got Ali out of there on a couple of occasions. Of course, the judges gave it to Ali 9-5, 9-6, and 9-6. But the bottom line is 9-5-1, 9-6, and 9-6. That was a 15-round fight. That was back in the days when championship fights were 15 rounds. I mean, that's when men were men, no question about that. But, God, 34 years ago, Muhammad Ali beating Leon Spinks, the brother of Michael Spinks, for the WBA heavyweight title in front of 63,000 people down there at the Superdome in New Orleans. I think that thing is torn down now. Anyway, the bottom line is Ali now a shell of his former self. He has been for many years since, of course, the 1980s. When we were together in the 1990s, we were able to talk somewhat extensively. I mean, he labored to talk. That's the problem with Ali and this disease, this Parkinson's syndrome or Parkinson's disease, whatever you want to call it. The problem is he has to commit great effort to talk. I don't know if he can even talk now, but, you know, when we were together in the 90s, it was really an effort for him. It was laborious. I mean, he really, really had to put a lot of energy and emphasis into being able to talk. And, of course, now he's being led around by his lovely wife, Lonnie, who's like more or less his caretaker. And, you know, I know he's 7 years old now, and Joe Frazier's passed, and Ken Norton, you know, and Ken Norton's been in trouble health-wise, had a stroke lately. So all these guys from that era, the boxers from the 70s, the heavyweights anyway, are starting to get up there in age, and they're starting to go away. There's just no question about that. But Ali, he looked to me like he, when I last saw him at the Olympics, and then I saw a couple of video clips of him afterwards, but at the Olympics, he looked really, really, really bad. Being led across the stage by his wife, the aforementioned Lonnie Ali, it was just sad to watch that. And, you know, I blame professional boxing for some of that. I blame Muhammad Ali for a lot of that because he was so stubborn. He would not give up. In other words, I'll tell you, when they were missing me by inches, it was cool. When the punches were missing me by inches, we were cool on that. When the punches were hitting me and then missing me by millimeters, it was time for me to get out. And that's what I decided to do. I retired, and I thought about a comeback once, and then we trained for like 6 or 8 weeks and just couldn't get the fire in the belly, just couldn't do it anymore. So the bottom line is we decided to walk away with 7 amateur championships, 4 Golden Glove titles, and I'm just happy with that. But the bottom line is I wasn't going to take the beatings that Muhammad Ali took. I mean, when I learned about boxing, it was before I even saw a boxing match on television. I saw a guy laying in the street. His name was Frankie Click. He was laying on Cortland Avenue in the Bernal Heights section of San Francisco. And he was a former world junior welterweight champion, having beaten Kid Chocolate on a cut. Big upset. Frankie Click was brought in as a certified loser. They thought he was going to lose the fight. He ended up winning the fight. It was funny, as he lost a fight, a non-title fight in his next fight, after winning that World Junior Welterweight Championship against Kid Chocolate, and then he would go on and defend the title and lose it in his first defense. The bottom line is Frankie Click, an upset winner of the World Junior Welterweight Championship. But When I saw him in the 1960s, he was basically, you know, just your neighborhood drunk. And he was laying around the streets, and my father used to tell me we'd walk by him, and that's what happens when you take too many punches. So a couple of years later, you know, I ended up befriending Frankie Click, and we talked a bit, and when he was lucid, he would tell me, don't let these guys hit you, kid. It ain't the same after you get hit and get knocked out. It's not the same. And that's when he was together and not drunk. So I did heed the warning of Frankie Click, and when the punches were coming at me, and coming too close, it was time to get out. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Next up, we're talking mixed martial arts here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Tom Baudet. I've been doing this gig so long, I can remember when it was a big deal when Motel 6 put free phones in our rooms. Now I get to announce that our rooms are inside your phone. Yep, Motel 6 now has a mobile app. You can book a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain right from your phone. Download yours from the App Store or Android Marketplace today and start booking. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Randy trying to get into his range still, and Machida will not allow him to do so.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, RingTalk.com. I can go on and on. We've got 11 different internet platforms. Want to say hello to all our radio affiliates across the country, especially those folks that just emailed me from Atlanta, GA, listen on 3WE. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live worldwide. Well, guess what? The cancellation of UFC 151, and I don't know if they had cancellation insurance or not, because when I threw a closed-circuit television bout back in 1996, I bought the cancellation insurance just in case the fight was canceled or the closed-circuit signal went dead during the fight card, because, you know, I didn't want to get murdered by the fans, or I had like 3,000 people there, so didn't want to get murdered by the fans, so I figured I'd buy the insurance anyway. It cost me an extra $400. I bought it, and that was worth the peace of mind for me. Anyway, I don't know if the UFC had that for this event. I'm talking about UFC 151, of course, which was canceled a few weeks ago when John Jones refused to change opponents when Dan Henderson pulled out at the last minute. And, of course, they brought in Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen, a middleweight, moving up to 205 pounds. But the champion, John Jones, said no. So it looks like, get this, the UFC lost between 12 and 20 million bucks on the UFC itself, according to Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Of course, you can catch him at thewrestlingobserver.com. 40 million bucks if you include the impact on the city of Las Vegas and the cable and satellite industry. Wow. Man, that's going to be crazy. So I guess that's probably going to make 2012 fall a little bit short money-wise on pay-per-view estimates regarding the UFC. Based on those estimates, each card has been averaging about 415 to 420,000 homes per show at pay-per-view, like 450 bucks a shot, okay? And that's not bad numbers. I mean, the UFC finished 2011 with 6.5 million buys on pay-per-view, garnering about 2.3 million in the final 4 months of the year, of course, which had six shows. This year, we've only got four shows left. And, of course, UFC 152 is sort of like a tough one to even look at because it's, you know, although there's been 6 weeks between shows, and that's a positive thing, you know, if you're a UFC junkie, and there's plenty of them out there, that's a good thing. You know, 6 weeks in between shows, it makes you salivate, gets you ready to go, gets you rocking and rolling. But the main event, Vitor Belfort, I don't know. The guy's lost like nine times. Take it on John Jones, 16-1. Jones, the only fight he's lost ever was to Matt Hamill, and he was disqualified. So John Jones is the bad boy as far as the UFC is concerned, but we'll see what's happening. Of course, now they're going to rock with the heavyweight championship of the world at the end of the year, which they should draw good numbers with a weekend in Las Vegas. It'll be December 29th, Saturday night. New Year's Eve this year will be on the first Monday night, December 31st. But the bottom line is, of course, the world heavyweight championship going down. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez getting a shot at the man that knocked him out in the blink of an eye. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos, of course, the current reigning world champion out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. What's he like? Lost one fight? He's a bad dude. He's been on the show in the past, as has Cain. And, you know, I'm looking at this fight, and it's a tough one to pick. I mean, it boils down to this. If it's a stand-up fight, Santos wins. If it's a grappling fight, if it's ground and pound, probably Mr. Cain Velasquez will come away, of course, with the win there. So that's just the way I happen to see things. But, yeah, that cancellation, Dana White still wants to kill Greg Jackson, who was the trainer, the man that told John Jones not to take the fight, because I think one of the fighters either Chael Sonnen is left-handed or Dan Henderson was right-handed. Anyway, one or the other, they were switching from a righty to a lefty, and he didn't want to do that on 8 days' notice. That's what he said. So he told John Jones not to take the fight. And as he said, John Jones cost the company $20 million. Wow, $40 million if you include the impact on the city of Las Vegas. And what about the impact on the fans? I mean, as I told you before, you had non-refundable airline tickets because you bought them because they were the cheapest, okay? You bought non-refundable hotel rooms because they were the cheapest. You bought a rental car, non-refundable, because it was the cheapest. So you're trying to cut pennies. You're trying to make your budget work for Las Vegas. And what happens? They cancel the entire show because of John Jones. Now, what Dana White should have done was he should have scaled back the price of tickets and put this card on FX Cable. and you'll scale down the size of the arena. Anybody that wants a refund can get one. Just send your tickets in or bring your ticket back to your Ticketmaster location or wherever you happen to have bought, purchase your ducket, and the bottom line is you get a refund. Okay, but Dana wasn't thinking that way. I think Dana just was so upset with John Jones that he wasn't thinking. But, you know, that hurt the UFC. I think it really hurt it badly. And I don't know if it's going to be able to recover, at least not in the year 2012. Looks like Frankie Edgar and Jose Aldo will be duking it out, of course, for the World of Featherweight Championships, 145 pounds. And that looks to go down in October. Figures to be a pretty good fight, but not a big box office fight. Do you mean they're hurting for big box office fights right now? This is the UFC. That's their problem right now. You know, Georgia St. Pierre is going to be back, look like in November. Of course, he's taking on Carlos Condit, and Condit isn't a big draw, but GSP is like the biggest star in the world of MMA, the Canadian. I mean, they really get off on him, but I don't think he's the greatest guy in MMA, but you know, some people do. But the bottom line is, you know, Condit and GSP. Now, this show will do probably about, according to the expert Dave Meltzer, about 700,000 homes, 750,000 homes. Now, if it did that kind of numbers, it would make up for the lackadaisical numbers and the fact that UFC 152 did not take place, okay? And you got to figure the show at the end of the year is going to do well, say around 500,000 homes. Talking about Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez, that should do about 500,000 homes. And that's really where they want to keep their average at, about 500,000. That's the goal of the UFC. Now, in 2013, they haven't announced it yet, but I know they cut their pay-per-view dates down this year. And they're probably going to have to cut them down next year because I think there's an oversaturation of it. I think that, you know, when you have the UFC on Facebook, then you have the UFC on FX cable, then you have the UFC main card on pay-per-view, I just think that's too much to go at people once a month for, especially in these economic times. I mean, we're talking about like almost $50 a pop, you know, unless you go over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, or Ricky's.com and watch the fights over there for like $10 admission on the big screen. But then you go, you know, you got food, you got gas, cocktails, so everything sort of adds up. But the bottom line is $50, asking people to dig into their pockets, $50 a month. I just don't know if this is going to be happening, especially the way things are going on as far as the economy is concerned. But Georgia St. Pierre should probably do the best numbers of the year 2012 with his comeback. Of course, he hasn't fought since April of 2011, having torn that, what did he tear, his Achilles tendon, something like that. Ooh, messed up his leg, and now he's back, and supposedly he's close to 100%. And, you know, this card at the end of the year that I talked about, the 1229 card in Las Vegas, has got, of course, Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez and the aforementioned Chael Sonnen taking on Forrest Griffin. And, you know, I don't know if this card's going to draw, but they're telling me that if Georgia St. Pierre gets by, and it's Georges, it's not George. That's why I keep saying it. Georges, that's his name. Georges St. Pierre, if he gets by Carlos Condit, he will fight Anderson Silva probably at a catchweight. Of course, Anderson Silva looking to move up from 185 pounds to 205 pounds. But, you know, fighting John Jones, probably not the way to go. Probably not the ticket to a win. Probably the ticket to a good payday. Probably not the ticket to a win. Now, if he were to fight St. Pierre at a catchweight, somewhere between 170, which St. Pierre fights at, and 185, where Anderson Silva fights at, I think they can turn it into a barn burner of a fight as far as an attraction is concerned. Because I think that, you know, the curiosity factor, can GSP move up 15 pounds or move up 10 pounds and beat the world middleweight champion? Of course, he is the darling of the MMA world. I mean, they love him. They really do. He gets the most hits as far as internet action is concerned. And, of course, he's the biggest star in Canada. But North America, he's one of the premier stars in the world of mixed martial arts. St. Pierre is, but he'll be taking on Anderson Silva if he gets by Carlos Condit. Of course, Carlos Condit is the guy that beat Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz, being the head case that he is, tested positive for marijuana, or at least traces of marijuana, which is not a performance-enhancing drug. So I don't even know why that they suspended him for a year for that. But he had been warned once before. He had been suspended before. And the bottom line is, some people think that marijuana is a performance-enhancing drug because they say that, you know, you can you can take more pain. You're able to handle more. Your pain threshold is higher when you're high on weed. I don't know. If that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. What kind of weed are we talking about? But the bottom line is, you know, Nick Diaz has tested positive twice, said he had a medical marijuana card from the state of California. When the Nevada State Athletic Commission asked him to see the card because medical marijuana is legal in Nevada, he refused to come up with it. So he never came up with it. That means he never had one. Said he had ADHD, attention deficit hypertensive disorder, something like that. But the bottom line is, Nick Diaz, a head case and a half, didn't show up for a jiu-jitsu event about 2 or 3 months ago. He was billed for down in Southern California. He's just not the most reliable guy in the world. I mean, he was supposed to fight Georges St. Pierre before, and he didn't show up to 2 press conferences. I mean, he didn't even tell his manager, Cesar Gracie. Yeah, one of those Gracie guys that started the UFC back in the day, his family did. But he didn't even tell his manager that he wasn't showing up for the press conference. I mean, everybody thought he was on the plane, and he wasn't. So what's happening? You know, you got to ask me, what's going on with Nick Diaz? Well, I guess Nick Diaz is smoking a little bit too much weed if you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The UFC, of course, will be coming back big time in 2013. They expect to do some big numbers in 2013. They've got some promotional ideas they're putting together. And according to Dana White, the only guy not invited will be Greg Jackson, of course, the trainer of John Jones. But at the end of the day, UFC is still making money, lots of money. But I'm telling you, they're not happy with the fact that they dropped $20 million because one guy didn't want to show up. Okay, but when you've got injuries, you know, in boxing, they cancel fights because of injuries. They do. Or they put in a last-minute sub once in a while. But if a main guy gets hurt, like if Chavez and Martinez, and when they fought September 15th, if one of them had gotten hurt prior, like a week or two prior, they wouldn't have brought in another opponent. They would have canceled the fight or postponed the fight. But in the world of mixed martial arts, the show must go on. I mean, the UFC's never had a cancellation in 12 years. So this cancellation really, really spiked the temper, shall I say, or the temperament of Dana White, the president of the UFC. I mean, he went after Greg Jackson and John Jones like a pit bull after a piece of meat. I mean, he was just all over him, and it was crazy. It really was. So I'm hoping that they can repair that relationship. I mean, Jones says that, you know, he forgives Dana for what he said and things like that, and it's not a big thing to him anymore. And yeah, right. That's all I've got to say. Chris Weidman, the only guy that picked him to beat Mark Munoz a couple of months ago in San Jose, California, is sitting right in front of you right now, right here presently. Myself, the entire press row went with Mark Munoz, but I picked Chris Weidman to beat him. Chris Weidman now 10-0, never been taken off his feet as a fighter, and he's taken on Tim Bosch. He's been added to the December 29th show in Las Vegas, which makes this show with Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez and Forrest Griffin and Chael Sonnen makes it a pretty deep card as far as the main card's concerned, okay? But I still got to tell you, I think that Chris Weidman, if he gets his act together and he keeps on top of his game, that he will be able to beat Anderson Silva or reign as the world UFC middleweight champion sometime in 2013, if not early 2014. He has the skills. He's pretty. He's got the right complexions. He's got the right connection. He's never been taken down in a UFC match. I mean, the guy's the real deal. Watch that name, Chris Weidman. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day.
Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
Little Barney Miller there, coming back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to mention real quick, Jerry Lawler, Jerry the King Lawler, wrestling icon. Is recovering in a hospital. Of course, he went to Montreal for a card, for a Raw card, I think on the 10th or the 11th of September, and he suffered a major heart attack with about 3 minutes left in the show on live on TV. He was given the, you know, those electronic shocks like 5 or 6 times. They give him CPR, the whole 9 yards. What they're worried about is the fact that he was unconscious for so long. Will he be able to recover brain-wise? So that's what they're looking, talking about brain damage as far as Jerry Lawler is concerned. But we wish the King from Memphis, Tennessee, the very best in recovery. John Jones, 16-1, taking on Vitor Belfort, 21-9. That's UFC 152, September 22nd, live from Canada. On the undercard, let's take that back, the semi-main event is Joseph Benavidez and Demetrius Johnson. They're hooking it up for the first ever flyweight championship of the UFC. These guys are going to weigh 125 pounds. So those two fights, I don't know. The Belfort fight, I just wouldn't recommend that one, folks. I really wouldn't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I thank you so much for taking part. If you're new to the Ring Talk family, welcome to the family. We've been here 28 years now, 28 years this week. So we are the longest running fight show in history, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Much peace, much respect. Don't forget the website. We've got the Sergio Martinez, Julio Cesar Chavez, 12th and final round, live in video on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Until next time, peace, love, and respect.